Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. The wonderful names of Jesus. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:23. What if people wore the meaning of their names for all to see? You'd smile to meet David, which means beloved, chuckle at Mary, stubbornness, nod with Joanna, God is gracious. Matthew 1 begins with a long genealogy of more than 40 names. A few are familiar, many are obscure, but all look forward to the arrival of one central figure, the one named Jesus, Savior, or Emmanuel, God with us. Charles Spurgeon was thoroughly captivated and motivated by the names of Jesus. What's in a name? Let's let Mr. Spurgeon explain. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. In these days, we call children by names which have no particular meaning. But in times past, names meant something. Especially is this the case in every name ascribed to the Lord Jesus. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6, because he really is all these things. His name is Jesus. No other name could fairly describe his great work of saving his people from their sins. His name is Emmanuel, God with us, because there is no pain that tears the heart but what Jesus has been with us in it all, in the fires and in the rivers, in the cold night and under the burning sun, he cries, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 1.
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1. This is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab, the father of Nahshon. Nahshon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse. And Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa. Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Jehoram. Jehoram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amon. Amon, the father of Josiah. And Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abihud. Abihud, the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Elihud. Elihud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
You can think of Matthew 1 as a long list of names, or you can view it as the roots of the Savior who came as Emmanuel to be with you, as Counselor to provide wisdom, as Prince of Peace to heal a relationship. He came wearing names that truly revealed his purpose and character. Have you come to him with your needs today? Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.